Colgate tooth powder for a breath that tweaks.
And Halo shampoo to glorify your hair.
Bring you Ellen Ladd in your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the fascinating story, Death Takes a Holiday. You saw it on the stage with Philip Merrivale. You saw it on the screen with Frederick March. Now hear it on the radio with Alan Ladd. And so to you, from Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, comes our play, Death Takes a Holiday, and our star, Alan Ladd.
How shall I describe it? A sort of vagabond state? You see, I am or was until I crossed your threshold, death.
Death?
I thought that might give you a shock. But please be assured I am not on my usual mission tonight. I am about to take a holiday.
A holiday?
Yes. Death on a holiday. That sounds incredible, doesn't it?
Well, I...
Even to me. Think of it. For the first time in history, there will be no murder. No fatal accident. No man will even die in his bed. Not a leaf will fall or a star from heaven. Nothing will decay, nothing crumble. There will be only life and growth. For 3 days. Then I must return.
But why have you chosen my house for your experiment?
That is my affair. I mean you and your household no harm, and I shall keep my word. But with one condition.
Yes?
For the duration of my stay here, I am to be known as Colonel Alexander. I must be treated as a mortal in every particular. I require that no one under this roof, and no one who may visit you, shall show repulsion or fear on pain of my future pleasure. Do I make myself clear?
Perfectly, yeah.
You're the head of this house and therefore responsible. If my secret is divulged, I shall leave instantly and return in my proper person as death.
I trust that won't be necessary.
Then it's a bargain.
I have no choice.
You have one.
Oh.
So at last I am to become immortal. I shall feel blood in my veins. Warm blood of life. My hunger shall be appeased for an hour. My hunger that is as old as time. And those that love me need not be afraid. Yes, you are to be distinguished among the hosts, sir. None has entertained death before and lived.
The world was still marveling today over the sudden sharp decline in the mortality rate. No fatalities have been reported in the past 18 hours, a record. The phenomenon, believed to be due to a shower of cosmic rays from outer space, seems to have had other observable effects. Hospitals report scores of miraculous recoveries. And for the first time since the outbreak of the war, there is a surplus of medical manpower and facilities. United Nations delegates sitting in extraordinary session.
Excuse me for turning off the radio, but I have something important to say to all of you. Close the door, Jeffrey. This is just among us.
What is it, Father?
It's about Colonel Alexander.
He's very good looking, isn't he?
He gives me the creep.
Jeffrey's worried about Dracula. I think she's falling for the Colonel.
Colonel Alexander's been through a great deal. Rhoda, you're my niece's best friend, and as Alda's best friend, your safety is my responsibility.
And Gracia's is mine.
And mine too, son. After all, I hope for your marriage. If the Colonel seems eccentric or strange, you must take no notice. This is more important than I can tell you. And above all, you mustn't be afraid of him.
Afraid? Why should we be afraid?
Well, he might be offended, don't you see? And if he were... Well, at any rate, you must be gay and laugh with him. No matter what happens, you must never avoid him or run away when he approaches. It would do no good if you did. You can't run away from... Well, you see what I mean.
No, I don't. What can't you run from?
I mean, after all, Oh, Gracia. Here you are, my dear. We were just wondering about you.
I've been walking in the garden. Hello, Jeffrey.
You look lovely tonight, Gracia.
Dangerous night I've ever known. Don't you see it? There's shadows running across the garden. And yet there are many clouds in the sky to make shadows.
Why? Well, it was just your imagination, my dear.
I had forgotten how silent and swift the shadow can be. I felt as though there were wings somewhere about. And I seem to be flying.
Grunty, don't. Frightens me when you talk like that.
And now we think you've been free quite long enough. When are you going to fold your wings and become my daughter?
Won't you make it next month, Grunty? I'm half out of my mind with waiting.
You know I love you all and want to please you, Grunty. I'm not ready. Not just yet.
But why, darling?
Because that life is... it's the kind of happiness I want to find for you, I can.
Aren't you happy with me?
Yes, dear. But that isn't quite what I mean. I wish I knew how to tell you. It's something I felt standing out there in the garden last night. Something I was on the verge of realizing. And then the spell was broken. I must try to capture it again.
May I come with you?
I'd rather be alone. You don't mind.
Gratia.
How strange they are. Like children playing with toys, passing the time while they wait for something. They have not begun to discover the magnificence of the life, to breathe the perfumed air of a garden, to feel one's strong body moving in the sun, to feel thoughts flashing in the mind, and emotion like a glowing fire in the soul. There must be splendor here, if one can find it. Perhaps in that love they talk so much about. But how does one find love? Or know when one has found it?
Racing fast. You know, Gracia wasn't imagining. There is something strange out there. And one of the gardeners said this morning that things were growing as he'd never seen. He said that not a leaf had fallen. What does it mean? I don't know, Rhoda. I've just remembered where I'd seen Colonel Alexander before. Oh, not him, of course, but a face like his. It was in a dream I had in a hospital. I was supposed to be dying.
Stop it, Rhoda. You're getting morbid.
Oh, I'm afraid. I keep thinking I'll meet him on the stairs or in the hall. I don't want to meet him yet. Yet I hope he'll be there. I don't want him to speak to me. Yet when I... when he does, I feel his voice would never stop.
You too.
He's coming. I can feel it. I can't stay here any longer.
Rhoda, stop. Come back here.
Going, Miss Benson? Or were you running into my arms?
Forgive me. There was something I'd forgotten.
Oh? Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, if you want to leave me, do you?
Oh, I wish I might never.
I'm so glad. I've had great pleasure in watching you these 3 days. You are so young and graceful and strong.
Oh.
There's something about you for the freshness of the morning star.
That's a very pretty thing, Colonel.
Shall I go on?
Please don't stop.
You see, I have known so much of illness that I take a singular interest in all young and budding men. Tell me, Rhoda, what is love?
Love?
Yes, love.
Why?
Tell me, don't be afraid. What does it mean to you?
To find some splendid man who loves you, too.
Like myself?
Yes. And to live with him the rest of your life.
Well, thank you. You've done bravely. But if the rest of one's life were only a few days or a few hours, would that be enough to justify?
You mean if one of them were to die?
And if after those few hours they should go a great way off, where they should live like two beams of light with a certain sincerity of life, would that be enough?
I don't understand.
No. No, I must not frighten you. I have your answer. A great deal of your heart.
Oh, I've disappointed you.
My fault, I've asked you much. The next time we meet, don't be afraid. Those who know me best have found there is nothing to fear.
I... Good night, Colonel.
Good night, Mom.
Rhoda, did you find it? Oh, it's you, Colonel. Did you see Miss Benton?
Yes. I'm so glad you've come. If Benton was afraid, but you are not. Can you tell me why?
But I am.
Well, you can feel it very well.
Perhaps my interest is greater than my fear.
Why are you interested?
Because you are the most fascinating man I've ever met. And I am a woman.
Yes, a beautiful woman. And an interesting woman, Alda.
Am I?
You have lost many illusions, but you cling to one. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You long for something wild, overpowering to sweep you beyond thought.
You know me too well.
Yes. It's my mystery that attracts you, as you see. Sobbing in your blood, rising like a sob in your throat.
Please.
I wonder if I were to tell you who I really am.
Who are you?
Could you bear that, you mortal?
How strangely you talk.
If I were you, to kiss you.
I love you.
Look into my eyes. Look deep. What do you see there?
Shadow.
Look into the shadow. Let your thought go to its wildest dream. I will you to know who I am.
No. No.
Say my name. To see if you love me.
Your name is... No. No. Go away. Leave me alone. Any Valentine's this year?
Oh, you're sure to get some. Maybe there's a showdown on the mail.
No, it can't be that. Sue and Tracy next door has a pile of Valentine's. She wanted to see mine, and I didn't tell her I hadn't any.
Now, this young lady would be deluged with Valentine's if she didn't have a little breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. Clearly, it's the case for Colgate tooth powder. You see, anyone can be the victim of this breath of trouble. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially. Brings them unhappiness. Don't let it happen to you. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breaths that originate from the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
And now Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of Death Takes a Holiday, starring Alan Ladd.
Holiday was going to a close, and I had not yet found the answer to the question that was burning in my mind. I had learned that love alone can make life worth living, but I had not found a love strong enough to cast out fear. Twice, I thought I'd found it. My shadow, Death's shadow, fell between us, and they were afraid. And so I left them and walked out into the garden.
Waiting for you.
Waiting, Grotten?
Yes. I was sure you would come tonight.
Why do you stay out here with me, Abby?
For the same reason you do, I think.
You say that so simply. As if you know.
I think you've been holding life in your hands. I think you've been a little afraid of its beauty.
Ah, you do know. I've been walking in a garden that's so full of you. And under a sky that's shining. Your laughter was in the wind that went by and touched my hair. I put my ear to the ground and heard your footstep moving toward me across the room.
When I'm with you, I see that in your eyes. What a lot of worlds I visit in sleep. Sometimes it frightens me.
Doctor, don't be afraid of me. There's so little time left. Tonight I must go back.
Will you take me with you?
No. No, no, you don't know what you're asking. Give me 1 hour of you. Let me hold you once and feel your life. And I will go content knowing that I've lived.
Oh, my love. My love.
Father, where is Gracia? Where is Gracia?
She went into the garden.
I'm going out to her.
No. No, you can't go out there, son.
Why? Tell me why. Is someone with her? Answer me.
I can't.
Who is it? Tell me or I swear to you I'll kill him.
You can't kill him, but he can kill us. He but puts out his hand all
the time. Who is he? Some imposter, isn't he? He's not Colonel Alexander. He's someone else. Who?
You don't know what you're asking.
I only know that Grotti is in danger. I'm going to her.
No, you're risking your life. All of our lives.
What's your life on mine? You said you'd do anything for Grotti.
I would if that would save him.
Then you tell me what you know. You must.
Very well. Colonel Alexander is dead.
Then, who is that man?
He is the one who waits. The one whom all men dread. His Majesty, Death, amusing himself on a holiday. So you're broken your promise.
I was desperate. It was my son's life against my promise. I had no choice. If you insist on the penalty, I'm ready.
I thought we could part as friends with kindly remembrances. Now my shadow has come between us.
Where is Gracia? What magic have you practiced on us?
Magic? I am immortal. I am Colonel Alexander for a few moments still. I do not resume my power until midnight.
What are you going to do about Gracia?
It's not easy to decide.
Then must we lose her?
In a few moments I shall be what I was, and for me too there will be an end.
Look here. You say you love Gracia.
I do. I do.
And you have found life agreeable?
Beyond my wildest imagination.
Then would you take away from her that which you are reluctant to leave yourself?
So, I am caught by my own folly. Now I death must bow to life. What a sublime joke. What a monstrous and bitter comedy. Well, so be it. You've all risked your life to drop there. Let's not be outdone at first.
Where has he gone?
To find Gracia.
He's bringing her in.
Eh?
Gracia.
Gracia, you look so pale. What is the matter with you all?
Gracia, I must explain something to you. Our host will bear me out. I came to this house as a guest and made love to you.
You're trying to destroy my love because, David, this is not a jest.
That's true. Someone tell it quickly while it's time. She's cold, Jeffrey. Take her in your arms. Give her warmth.
Gracia, don't you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
Suppose you stay here with me.
I can't, my dear. But I shall always love you.
Gracia, darling, look at me. Come back to us. She's lost.
Listen, Doctor, while it's still time. I mustn't take you with me. You must stay here with those who love you. If you went with me, you could never come back to them again. I'm going far away to a land that would be all strangeness and mystery to you. Do you hear me, Doctor?
Yes, I hear.
My holiday is over. I'm going at once.
I'm ready.
You don't know who I am.
You are my love.
You heard that, all of you? You want me to speak and destroy this happiness?
You must.
Very well. In 30 seconds, Gracia, please, the clock will strike midnight. I'd wanted to tell you this, but when that clock strikes, my love, you will see me as I really am. Goodbye, my friend. Remember, there's only a moment of shadow between your life and mine. And when I call, come bravely through that shadow and you shall find me only your familiar friend. Thank you.
Look at him. Look at his face. How horrible. How ghastly.
Goodbye, girl. Now you'll see me.
I have always seen you like this. You are not changed.
You seem like this, I tell you.
Yes. You seem beautiful, John.
Then there is a love that casts out fear, and I found it. And love is greater than illusion, and as strong as death.
You have just heard the Colgate Tooth Powder Halo Shampoo presentation of Theater's Romance, tonight starring Alan Ladd in the Robert Tallman adaptation of Death Takes a Holiday. Alan Ladd returns in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
Oh, hello, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
For Alan Ladd's appearance on Theater of Romance, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo express their thanks to Paramount Pictures, producers of the forthcoming Alan Ladd thriller, The Blue Dahlia. Thanks for coming over, Alan. It was swell to have you here.
It was swell to be here, Tom. Death Taking a Holiday was certainly a strange adventure for me. I hope the audiences of Theater of Romance enjoyed it. Next week, your regulars are in for a rather unusual presentation of an unusual story. It's The Uninvited, and your star will be Ray Milland. Good night, and good listening. Thank you.
The Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo Bulletin for the Future. Next week, Charles Band's production of Theater of Romance brings you the startling mystery romance, The Uninvited, with one of Hollywood's greatest stars, Ray Milland. In subsequent weeks, you will hear Robert Young, Herbert Marshall, William Powell, and Donna Meacham. Keep a date with Theater Romance for all the weeks to come. You will always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet
and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair.
This is your host, Tom Hanlon, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. Keep it up, ladies. Keep on saving your used cooking fat. Secretary of Agriculture Clinton P. Anderson says it is just as important now as when fats and oils were rationed to save and turn in every bit of used kitchen fat. Used fats continue to be one of our most important sources of supply for the manufacture of soap and for industrial uses. It may be many months before we can obtain adequate supplies of imported fats and oils for these uses. Remember, too, fat is needed in the manufacture of nylon, textiles, electrical appliances, baby carriages, and scores of other peacetime products. Well, ladies, now that you can get more meat, you'll have more surplus cooking fat. Don't waste it. Sell it to your butcher. He'll give you 4 cents a pound. Just remember, where there's fat, there's soap and other products you need. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.